Thomas. Now, Thomas was one of the disciples of Jesus. Thomas had seen all the miracles that Jesus had performed. He was following Jesus his entire lifetime. And as we watch Thomas's life, we come to this pivotal moment in Thomas's life to where he is not believing that Jesus has risen from the dead. And what I want us to do is I want us to look at these couple verses we're going to read, and we're going to see how Jesus took the doubt of Thomas and he turned it into belief. So let's look at John chapter 20, and we're going to read verses 24 through 31. It says, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said unto them, 'Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.' And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, 'Peace be unto you.' Then saith he to Thomas, 'Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing.' And Thomas answered and said unto him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus saith unto him, 'Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.' And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." Before we get to the message, I would like to say a word of prayer. My dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you for all the boys and girls and the moms and dads that came here tonight, Lord. I don't know what's going on in their life. Lord, I have no idea what doubts they're struggling with. But God, we are all doubting something. We are all struggling with something. So Lord, I pray that you would get me out of the way, that you would put me behind the cross, and that, Father, you would help me to preach this message with your power and with your Holy Spirit's permission. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. As we look into this chapter, we see that this is an amazing, victorious chapter in the Bible. And what we see here is Jesus has risen from the dead. Aren't you guys thankful that Jesus rose from the grave? I'm thankful Jesus rose from the grave, or we would not be able to be here today. But I'm so thankful that we serve a living God. We do not serve a dead God. We do not serve a God that's still in the grave. We serve a God who is very much alive. And as we heard Pastor preach this morning, he is coming back any day. And I am so excited. But as we see before the verses that we read in 19 through 23, we see that Jesus appeared to his disciples, and the only disciple who wasn't there was Thomas. And as disciples tell Thomas, like, "We saw Jesus, he's alive, he's walking around, he came back to life," Thomas said, "I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all. I don't see him. I've not seen him alive. I've not seen him walking around." And as we can see, is that Thomas was doubting, and he had no faith. So let me ask you kids a question. If I were to tell you that I could jump all the way to space, would you guys believe me? I wish I could. I wish I was Superman, but I'm not. Okay, let me ask you this. If I told you that I go to the gym and lift 1,000 pounds every day, okay, I know I look like it, okay, I can lift a lot of weight, all right? Not really, I'm kidding. But if I told you I lift 1,000 pounds every day, would you believe me? No, you guys wouldn't, right? You guys would doubt me, right? Because normal people don't lift 1,000 pounds. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the doubts that we have with God, the doubts that we go through in our life. So I want to give you guys three things of what Jesus did with Thomas, and we're going to walk through these verses. First, we see and must recognize the struggle of doubt. All the adults in here, I'm sure you guys can admit to this, that we have all struggled with doubt in our lives. We're doubting, God, why am I going through this trial? God, why am I going through this? Why is this happening? I remember whenever I was in school, fourth grade, and I was not the smartest kid in school. I struggled with school, kindergarten through 12th grade. My mom and dad sat me down one day and they said, "DJ, you have to repeat fourth grade." As a fourth grader, my world was coming down. I thought it was the end of the world. I thought it was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. I was angry at God. I said, God, why didn't you make me smarter? God, why is this happening to me? And the funny thing is, and you guys are going to laugh at this, the hilarious thing is to this day, there are things happening in my life that if I was in fifth grade and graduated a year earlier, and as the time progression goes on, I would not be in the places that I've been able to go today. I would not be able to talk to the people that I've been able to talk to. I would not be able to witness to the people that I've been able to witness. But as a fourth grader, I was doubting God. I said, God, you do not love me. You just let me repeat this grade. You just let me fail. Whenever it was completely my fault, right? You see how I was doing that? It was absolutely ridiculous. But that's how we are sometimes. We put all of our failure, all of our anger on God. And Thomas, in this chapter, we see Thomas is almost angry. He says, he's not alive. I've not seen him. I have to put my fingers into his hand. I have to put my hand into his side. I have to see the holes in his feet to make sure that he is alive. To make sure that he is alive. But as we continue on, as Thomas is struggling with this doubt, I think of an example in the Bible with Moses. When Moses got called to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, God came to him in a burning bush. How many of you guys know that story of the burning bush? Whenever God called out to Moses. Whenever God called out to Moses, he said, Moses, I need you to go to Egypt and you're going to deliver my people. Moses, and it would have been my reaction too. Moses was like, God, I'm the wrong guy. I have a stuttering issue. I'm not a leader. I'm a shepherd. I wander in the desert and take care of my father-in-law's sheep. Like, what do you mean I'm supposed to go back to Egypt? So we see that Moses here is doubting God's plan for his life. And how many times have we doubted God's plan for our life? Something tragic happens. Something bad happens. Something doesn't go our way. And we start doubting, saying, man, it didn't go my way. Why? I wanted this so bad. So as we continue on, the second point, we see Jesus give Thomas an invitation to believe. Let's look at verses 26 and 27. It says, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. The amazing thing is that Thomas had all his friends telling him that Jesus was there, Jesus was there, and finally, Jesus confronted his doubt and showed up in the room. I just can't imagine that. Just, you're doubting, you're fearful, and all of a sudden, Jesus showing up in the room. Jesus knew what Thomas had said about proof. This is the amazing thing. I want you guys to go ahead and look at verse number 27. It says, then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. Remember in the previous verses, Thomas said, I have to put my finger into his hands. And then let's continue reading verse number 27. It says, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. So literally, Jesus heard Thomas say, which is proof today that Jesus hears our prayers. Amen? I'm thankful Jesus hears our prayers, and he's still answering prayers. But he heard exactly what Thomas said. And what Thomas was listening to was exactly the words that he had told his other friends. I have to stick my fingers into his hands. I have to stick my hand into his side. And Jesus is giving him an invitation to saying, look, I'm here. You can believe now. So as we continue here, how many of us wrestle with doubts and fears with God when we can just take it to the feet of Jesus? I fully believe that if Thomas would have believed, if Thomas would have confronted his doubts the right way and said, maybe Jesus is alive. Maybe I just need to believe. Maybe I don't need to see him. Maybe I just need to believe. We are the same way. We're the same way when we have struggles and we have doubts and we decide to go to the internet. We decide to go to other people instead of the Word of God. Instead of going to prayer and asking God, Lord, I don't like what's happening in my life. But God, I'm going to trust you with it. Psalm chapter 27, verse number 13, it said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. I remember times in my life, especially in college, there were some very, very dark times in Bible college for me personally. And I was seriously starting to think that God didn't want me at Bible college anymore. I was in the wrong area. I don't think I'm supposed to be in ministry anymore. And I was getting really, really, really discouraged. And I started doubting God's plan for my life. I started doubting him and his provision and all these things. And then all of a sudden, one day, I came to Psalms chapter 27, verse number 13. And David was having this moment to where he was saying, I had fainted to see the goodness of the Lord. I'm guessing all of us have had a moment like that in our lives to where we're just holding on for dear life to see God do something in our lives, to see God take care of the fear and the faithlessness and the doubts that are happening within us. You must have the faith and hope to see past your doubts, as Jesus wants to draw you near like he did with Thomas and help you with your doubts. And third, the last point for tonight, the action of belief. Let's read verse number 28 through 31. It says, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. So in verse number 29, you see Jesus saying, listen, you see me now. I'm so glad you believe in me. But he says, Thomas, blessed are the ones that have not seen me and yet they still believe. He was teaching Thomas a lesson. He said, listen, it's not always about what you see. It's not always about what you can't see. He said, it's about when you believe in Christ's plan for you. When you believe that I am doing something with your life. I'm taking you somewhere. I'm taking you on this journey because I want to do something in your life. So we see Jesus is confronting him and he's calling him to action to believe. As soon as Thomas feels the scars in his hands and he feels his feet, immediately Thomas recognizes his Savior in verse number 28. He believed again. He saw again. And Thomas struggled to believe what he could not see. But I'm so thankful for Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 1, where it gives us the exact definition of what faith is. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you think about it, people in the world, when you're talking to them, I was talking to one guy when I was out sowing one day, and he said, you're telling me that you believe in a God that you've never seen before, you've never had like a verbal conversation with him like we are right now, and you have no idea what he looks like. I said, yep, that's right. And as I was talking to this guy, I'm like, okay, this is actually kind of crazy that I'm actually saying this right now. Because I was raised in Christianity my whole life. I had never thought about it before. And all of a sudden, this guy who's living in the world, who's a sinner, who needs Christ, is telling me, how can you build a relationship with someone that you can't even see? And that's the amazing thing about it. It's faith. That's the beauty of faith, that we can see the evidence when we pray, when we're going to Jesus' feet, we can see the evidence of our prayers, and we can see the evidence of what he's doing in our lives when we continue interceding with Jesus. Thomas did not believe or have the faith that Jesus was alive until he saw him. How many of us struggle to believe or have faith in the Lord because we can't see everything that is going to happen? I want to show you guys an example. I need two kids. Can you two come up here? Can you two come up here? Okay. So I have this box. If you don't want to come up, you want to come up here? She doesn't want to come up here? What? Okay. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. All right. Here's what we're going to do. All right. I want you guys to put, you can't look in the box or you're going to cheat. You guys going to cheat? No cheating, right? Okay. You guys have to put your hands on the box and you got to shake it as hard as you can. Then you got to try to guess what's in it. Okay? Do you think it's something good or bad inside? Bad. Okay, that's your guess. You think it's bad. Okay, so go ahead, put your hands on top. Put your hands on top of the lid. Okay? Shake it really hard. Go ahead. Okay, what's your guess? What do you think is in there?
A box.
Another box? Okay, all right. Go ahead, Eliana, shake it really hard. Okay? Wow, that was an aggressive shake. I think you literally almost broke the box. That's impressive. Okay, so do you think it's a good or a bad thing, Eliana?
We just have to see. Just have to?
I was not expecting that answer, but that's a pretty good answer. Okay, so you guys can go ahead and sit down. Let's give a round of applause for our helpers. So inside this box could be something good or it could be something bad. That's kind of like what Thomas felt. He heard that Jesus was alive. His friends were telling him, Jesus is alive. He was hearing all this noise, but he wasn't willing to believe what he couldn't see. He heard that Jesus had raised from the dead, but he still wasn't believing what he was hearing. I want to show you what's inside. It was something good. a Twix candy bar from 7-Eleven, amen? That's some good stuff right there. So, when Thomas saw Jesus for himself, he believed. But Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and haven't seen. You see, God, sometimes, we hear this. We hear this in our lives. I promise there's something good, DJ. I promise I'm doing something with your life. I promise I'm taking you somewhere. And then fleshly me, God, I want to see what you're doing. I want to see what's in the box. I don't believe you. And Thomas was hearing all this stuff that Jesus was alive, but he didn't have the faith to believe that there was something good. Even when we can't see anything with our eyes, we can trust Jesus, what he says is true. Amen. Just like the gift was really there, God's promises are real, even if we can't always see them right away. Let's bow our head, close our eyes. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to proclaim your word. Lord, it's an honor and a privilege. God, I do not take it lightly. And I pray that something was said tonight that was from your word, from the message that was given, that, Lord, it was a blessing to someone. It was someone that something that encouraged them, and it's helping them wrestle with their doubts. Lord, maybe they're struggling with salvation. God, if they're struggling with salvation and they don't know the free gift, Father, I pray that they would talk to someone tonight and take care of their relationship with you. Father, if there's someone in here that's going through a job situation, if there's someone in here that maybe life didn't go the way that they were planning it, Lord, I pray that the doubts that they carry in their hearts, they would take it to the source and they would take care of it, and that they would have the faith to believe in what they can't see. Lord, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for everyone that came. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Pastor or Noah?
Thank you for that message, DJ. We have some snacks outside in the lobby for y'all. I got some games set up out there as well.